When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title, What Could Go Wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley, joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
How's it going?
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I was in the market for some curtains just the other day, and you know, there's just so many choices out there, and I think they'd all look good in my home. I just thought I might talk it through with the two of you, just because you're always such good, and have such strong opinions on these matters.
Yeah, we do.
I was thinking, like, maybe just going with some basic blockout curtains, especially for, like, the bedroom, so that way, you know, I can sleep in late, because I trick my body into thinking that it's still dark out. That just seems like it's good for everyone.
So, the curtains...
Go on.
...that you're going to put in your room,
mm-hmm.
you're going to block out all the light...
Yep.
...will keep you from seeing outside.
That's the point.
You can't see outside, sure, you can't see what's out there, but, like, all of the bad things that can happen are out there. So even though you can't see them, they're still there.
Are you saying they're just, like, all hiding on the other side of my curtain looking in, but I can't see them?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that's the thing, is when you can't see what's out there, you can't see what's out there. But it means that you can't see what's out there, you know?
A statement has never been said that's so true.
And also, I'm concerned about your vitamin D and, you know, blackout curtains... Not letting a lot of sunlight in.
I don't normally try to get vitamin D when I'm in bed.
Well, yeah,
everybody
I mean,
needs the D, Jeff.
You just...
I greet the day once I get out of the bed, and then, you know, I go out and say hello to the sun.
But what if you put up the blackout curtains, and the sun goes away, and you don't know it till you go outside?
Wait, is this like that rooster movie where, like, he doesn't crow one morning and the sun doesn't come up?
Yes!
The Chanticleer?
I don't...
Or Rockadoodle?
Rockadoodle,
Rockadoodle!
What other choice would there be?
Well, you didn't specify that the rooster would be in an Elvis costume, so I had to run through my options.
There was another rooster movie where it
there are a lot of roosters in this world.
Yeah.
The sun doesn't come up?
Well, I mean, if you were as much of a rooster aficionado as I am, uh-huh. then
you
would
know
what's going on.
Tell me about your certification in rooster ways.
I've seen it. It's on his wall. There's a plaque. Basically, he went to rooster college, and now he's certified as a rooster.
Got a doctorate in roostology.
Yeah,
rooster.
I don't want to shake my comb in your face or anything like that, but I'm.
You don't want
fairly well versed.
Don't want to like rattle your waddle around.
Nobody wants to see that,
right?
All right. Well, maybe you don't like the idea of my blockout curtains. How about some basic ruffled curtains? I mean, those always look nice.
Oh, Jeff, ruffles. Here's the problem with ruffles. Ruffles are also known as dust collectors because the more little grooves and crevices you have, you are going to collect dust. And the more dust you have in your house, the more allergy problems you're going to have. Like, if you've seen dust mites, what they look like, they're disgusting. And you don't want those in your house.
That's how you stay strong against the allergies. You just let the dust build up and then you shake out the curtains and they make a dust shower. And
you
get so clean.
No. Then the rest of your house is dusty.
No, it's all over you.
What kind of clothes is your governess going to be able to make out of those dusty curtains, Jeff?
Bad ones.
Dust mittens?
Bad, dusty, ruffled clothes. That will not make an adorable jumper, Jeff.
But this is how we get moths.
They
eat the dust.
Right, so get rid of the dust.
No, we want the moths.
I don't know why you would want the moths.
But if you get the moths, then you also have the spiders that are living in the curtains and spinning their webs
and
sneaking out
at night to be eaten. It's a home defense system.
No.
Okay. I don't... Jeff, what's wrong? Ruffles.
I like ruffled curtains.
Ruffles. I'm sure that maybe if you get a picture of ruffled curtains and hang it next to your window... Next to some nice, like, Venetian blinds or something that is sanitary.
Something way more practical. Easier to clean. Easier to sanitize with, like, a Clorox wipe.
I mean, they're not cheap to ship from Venice, but they do have the benefit of not being made out of fabric.
Oh, and what are they made out of?
Venetians?
So they're people? From Venice?
I mean,
they just ship Venice people that they hang up on your walls?
They were people, and then...
Yeah, they're fossilized Venetians.
What do you mean they were people? The bottom... Chrissy, you can't take away people's people status.
Well, you can okay. once they...
Once they're dead.
Once they're dead.
Dead people aren't people.
They're just meat sacks.
Wait, what?
They're just
How did we bones? Go from having delicious ruffled drapes to having meat sacks hung on my wall?
You know, they're not necessarily... They're fossilized. So, you know, it's like when you fossilize a tree and it's hard like a rock. Mm-hmm. It's like that.
So you have rock bodies hung on my wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
My walls are not structurally adequate for that type of activity.
I mean, they're thin. They're...
What, are you slicing them?
That's how you get the Venetian blinds.
Ah. What kind of cutting machine do they use? A Venetier?
I don't know if you've ever seen the display, but there's like this bodies exhibit where you can go and they like have thinly sliced cadavers so that you can see all the layers of the human body. It's whatever machine does that.
Probably the same machine they use at the deli.
This is the grossest idea I have ever thought of.
Yeah, there's also the human rights violations to think about.
Horrifying me.
I sometimes like the idea of lacy curtains, just because, you know, sometimes it's nice to think of them like billowing in the breeze, or just when the heat turns on in the morning, you get that pleasant sensation, and you just kind of see, you know, docile movement in the drapes.
You got a special occasion, you want to have the drapes dressed up nice for you, I understand.
Mm-hmm. A big concern that I have is that lace is really, it's generally takes a lot of effort to make, and they're like little granny sweatshops all over with poor, you know, grandmothers sitting with their little tatting hooks making all kinds of lace, you know, and it's just not fair to them to use it for something, you know, like curtains when they've spent all this and they're not getting paid. They're just like, here, grandma, we just need you to make this lace. And grandma's like, okay, I'll do it for you, honey. And it's not okay. Grandma sweatshops, Jeff. Think of the grandmas.
I don't know what horrifies me more, that or the Venetian factory that the blinds came from.
Well, the Venetians are dead, so they don't have feelings. So you should definitely feel worse about the grandma thing.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Most of them don't, you know, most grandma sweatshops don't even have rocking chairs.
What?
But how do you know they're grandmas? I mean, you have to have one.
It's unfortunate.
Their break room only has one of those catalogs. With the, you know, the perm protectors in it that are let you see out in the rain, but are made out of clear vinyl to protect your hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's way more lace than what could be produced by these sweatshops, though.
Oh, is think it?
About, so what about all the industrial lace? Like, I could get that.
You think that's better?
Made by a machine, not powered by the sad tears of grandma? Yes.
You're gonna trust some robotic grandma to make lace?
That is not loving lace.
It didn't have to be loving lace. I never specified loving lace.
That lace won't billow for you like you want it to. It'll be sad. It'll be sad lace.
Wait, so you're saying that the only happy lace that you purchase is from sad grandma sweatshops?
Yes, that is what I just implied. Well, I mean, you know, lace can only be happy when it's made by human hands.
Loving human hands. Brought to you by your sad, happy grandmother.
Think about how much better the lace would be if the grandmas were treated properly.
So you're saying you have a new business venture that you're going to go into soon?
We're just looking for venture capitalists.
Gonna call it Happy Grannies.
Quick, Chrissy, write that down.
It's written.
Okay, good. Thanks, Jeff. You will get no money for that.
Can I at least get some lace?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Good.
Like one lace.
Oh, one?
One.
Like just a shoelace?
A lace shoelace.
What about just basic drapes?
Like, do these have, like, a design to them, or are they just, like, just a like color? No, just, like,
a basic color, maybe. I mean, if it has a pattern, it just looks that way because the machine, you know,
not fuchsia?
Stitches things. No, not fuchsia.
So, like, what's a basic color? Like, brown?
Earth tones.
Yeah. Tan?
Tan is kind of an earth tone, yes.
Like, gray?
Gray would be a little dreary.
Do you have a curtain rod, or you just staple these to the wall, Jeff?
Well, I'd probably get a curtain rod, or if it was back in college, you know, I just kind of drape it over the window with the drape.
Ooh, your window has some molding around it to support a drape without a curtain rod?
Yeah.
Oh, that's already pretty gaudy, not pretty very fancy. Plain.
What if I just use, like, clips to hold it up on the molding?
Yeah. Oh, and my finials will only be brushed steel, not stainless steel. That's very plain. I'm not buying into this plain faux plainness that you're getting so here, Jeff.
I mean, you were a big fan of the Venetian corpse drapes.
When you're saying basic too, like the stitching in these, is this like just white stitching or does the stitching match the fabric? And is it even or was it just kind of like haphazardly done in some uncaring fashion?
I spent all my money on happy granny lace or Venetian corpse lace.
Venetian corpse lace sounds gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what part of the body they get that from.
It's like tripe. Yeah, it's Venetian corpse lace. It's great in Menudo.
So, like, are we just basically talking, like, a sheet at this point? Like, you went and you bought sheets, and you're like, yep, that'll do.
I mean, if I was smart, they'd at least be fitted sheets, so they'd kind of, you know, take in a little bit.
Well, I mean, I guess that what those say about you is dependent on your stage in life. Like, when you're in college, what they say is, oh, this person just wants to keep out the light and prying eyes. But, you know, they're at a stage of life where they don't have money to be spending on things like drapes.
Gosh, yeah, why even buy sheets, Jeff? Why not just get a big old stack of old newspapers stealing off people's driveways and recycle bins and tape those up inside your windows?
Because you just used the word steal, which I'm not quite okay with.
Liberate?
That's better.
Ooh, you could just, like, decoupage. What if you collected napkins? Like every time you went somewhere, you grabbed an extra napkin, and then you decoupaged the napkins to your windows.
Oh, I do like a nice decoupage.
I Dagobah my window? Do I get Yoda?
You could probably decoupage a Yoda to your window, yeah.
Oh.
You could do a napkin Yoda. A napkin decoupage Yoda.
I have to say, the last time I had a decolletage, it was very nice. So, I mean, Jeff, just, you know, knock yourself out.
I hadn't thought of that. I've always never gotten the saying when people are saying, it's curtains for you. Because, like, does that mean they're getting me a gift? Like, it sounds like some of the curtains are pretty expensive. So that means I get a nice gift?
What happened, Jeff, is back in the old days when theaters were haunted, people would be murdered by angry ghosts who didn't like the performances.
Oh.
So they would kill these people by dropping the big industrial lead asbestos curtains of the time, before we knew better, onto the performers they didn't like.
Yeah.
So those were like made out of Neanderthals, right? At that point in time, when the Venetians would have been using them? Because there weren't any Venetians to use at that point in time.
Well, I mean, these are bigger than people.
Yeah, this is Neanderthals. They're bigger than people.
Like, just straight up lead deposits, basically.
Yeah, we're talking about the same thing here.
Yeah.
Yes. So, that happened, and when someone was going to be threatening somebody, and they were in the theater industry, which is a very prestigious industry at the time, they'd say, it's curtains for you.
Oh, and people would be enthralled. Like, I get it. I see how these two are intertwined now.
Well, no, they would be killed, Jeff. Like, he's trying to be nice.
It's like sleeping with the fishes for mobsters. But for theater people, they say, it's curtains.
And then they drop the curtain on you?
And then they drop the curtain
exactly.
on you.
Huh.
And in the old, before fabrics, curtains were much more dangerous.
Yeah, for a while, they did this thing where they made curtains out of, like, steel blades. It was very strange, but it just sliced right through you.
Yeah, when you think about the curtain walls on an old castle made out of stone, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
So they just throw like a couple hundred pounds of rock on you then?
Basically, they stone you. Yes.
This is sounding very biblical.
Yes.
And this was just by angry ghosts?
Well, see, this was in a time before, like, those ghost investigator shows that are on TV now. Oh, like
Ghostfacers!
Yeah. See, now there's people that go to those theaters and are like, okay, we found the ghosts and we know what's going on. And then, you know, they give the ghosts closure and then the ghosts can be happy and go, you know, perform in happy ghost theater heaven or, you know, whatever version of the beyond that they believe in.
I don't think ghosts can go to heaven because I thought the Christians don't believe in ghosts.
Oh, no, ghosts are actually biblical because at one point after Jesus died, somebody saw him and they're like, is he a ghost? So see, totally believe in ghosts.
I mean, also, Hamlet's dad was a ghost.
Yes. So that proves everything.
So
right there.
QED.
Oh, okay. You've convinced me, clearly, with these examples. And no argument could stand up.
None.
Exactly.
It would be curtains for that argument.
Exactly. Way to bring it back together, Jeff. so proud of you.
I do what I can. Well, I think that's all the time we have tonight to talk about wonderful curtainy goodness. Chrissy and Jeremiah, why don't you give our audience your fond farewells?
Good night, guys. Avoid any haunted theaters and try not to get sliced by bladed curtains.
And if you do need to go to the theater, check out this hot new play about a Scottish dude named Macbeth. Macbeth is a great play, and that everyone, I hope if you're listening to this on a theater somewhere, you are sure to check out Macbeth. Great reviews for Macbeth.
You heard it here.
Macbeth.
Watch Macbeth and choose wisely when picking curtains. Thanks for listening. It's a private thing.
All right, let's get the cock out of our system.
We're
skipping the cock joke. This is us skipping the cock joke. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going.
We already had the D joke, so now we're skipping the cock joke.